friends, Roman's countrymen. It's stage direction with Zoe Larson coming.
Kia ora, Zoe.
Hi, hello.
Hello, hello. What's going on in theatre? Pivoting away from Nolan movies.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so at Basement, opening tonight, there's a show called Fear Fear, which is a show of authentic Pacifica performance, so song and dance, and the first three shows, so tonight, Wednesday and Thursday, they're workshops that you can go and be a part of.
Oh, awesome.
And so the one tonight is traditional Siva Samoa, which is traditional Samoan dance. The one on Wednesday, which I think you would just like because you were just trying to do it in the studio, is Vogue.
I was trying to do some voguing to Hot Bitch Dot Zip, which I'm glad it's radio and no one could see how terrible it was, but yeah.
Well, you could go to the Vogue workshop
and get better
on Wednesday. And then it's Siva Samoa again on Thursday. And then Friday and Saturday are the actual performances by... who's it by? It's by Tuatara Collective. And it's basically going to be lots of dancing, some spoken words, some funny skits, some dramatic monologues, and some audience participation.
That sounds like such a cool thing. I reckon to have workshops and then a performance is just like a really nice...
Yeah.
A really nice kind of... collaboration maybe between the audience and the crew. It's awesome.
Yeah, and also for an extra $10 you can buy a traditional supper
at
the
yum.
show, which would be really cool. So yeah, I reckon you could head to a workshop and then go to the show and you'd get to know the cast and the collective, and it looks like a really, really fun time. And that's at Basement, and the workshops are at 6:30 Tuesday to Thursday, and then the performance is at 7 p.m. on Friday and Saturday. And tickets range from $10 to $35. I think maybe the workshops are slightly cheaper than the actual performance.
Okay.
But I'm not exactly sure, but that's the price range that you can be expecting. And you can book online through Basement's website.
That sounds like a really cool show.
Fear. So, again, I think tickets are slightly limited just because of level two.
Yeah.
But if you get in fast, then you should be sweet.
No problems.
And that's sort of the case with the next show I want to talk about, called Sunflowers, which is at the Pump House. This is actually a show for next week, but tickets are selling quite fast. So I thought I'd mention
it
this week. And it's an independent drama play. And I think Nirvana, who's on the news team here at BFM, she's involved somehow, and I think she did the art for
the program.
I was just about to say the post art is beautiful.
Yeah, well, that's Nirvana's.
Cool.
And she does some great art for the BFM News Instagram.
Yeah,
and stuff.
If you've ever seen some cool like kind of political illustrations on the BFM News Instagram, that's Nirvana's.
Yeah.
So shout outs.
That's really cool. And so basically it's a premise that's been explored quite a bit. A meteor is heading towards the Earth, and that sort of sense of impending doom causes these two people who were really close childhood friends but have drifted apart over the years to reconnect and talk, and as the world comes to an end, I imagine.
Nice.
But that looks really cool, and student tickets are $20 and adult tickets are $25.
Excellent. So, that's nice and affordable. What else have we got?
And then lastly, there is a series of plays by Prayas Theatre, which is the largest South Asian theatre company in New Zealand. And this is in celebration of their 15th anniversary.
Cool.
Which is pretty exciting. And I'm really glad that, COVID settled down a little bit for now, that they're able to do this.
Yeah, that's a nice thing to celebrate. 15 years is no small feat.
Absolutely. And this is called Yatra. And basically, it's almost a similar premise to what I spoke about a couple of weeks ago, 48 Nights on Hope Street, where that was five different writers who'd written the story and they were acted out on stage. This is five different directors. And they're... sort of bringing to life with quite a big ensemble cast of 20 people, bringing to life these different tales from eight different playwrights. And each story is set in a different time period in the Indian subcontinent.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it ranges from a South Indian village in the 1970s, a London grocery shop now, and then the Taj Mahal in the 1600s.
Cool.
Yeah, so this will be awesome. It premieres on Thursday, so the 1st of October, 1st of next month, and it goes until the 10th. And so if you go to a show on a Tuesday all the way to Friday, they'll be at 7:30 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
All this is going to be on the website as well, on the TAPAC website where it is at. And then Saturday, there are two shows. There's one at 3:30 and one at 8 p.m. And then Sunday is at 3:30 and it's at TAPAC. So near the zoo on Motions Road in Point Chef.
Excellent. That sounds like a very nice thing to go and check out.
Yeah.
So remind us of the three names again.
So there is Fia Fia at Basement, which is the traditional Samoan dance and contemporary dance and all that big cool amalgamation of different art forms. So spoken word, monologues, skits, all that stuff. And then there's Sunflowers at Pump House, which is next week. And then Yatra, which is premiering on Thursday.
Fantastic. Well, thank you very much for that, Zoe.
All good. Not a problem.
Cheers to the theatre.
Cheers.
That was Stage Direction with Zoe Larson-Cumming.
Thank you very much, Zoe. Go and